You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Community Players in Bloomington presents Noises Off by Michael Frayn. That's opening this weekend. It's going to run through the 13th. Noises Off is a satire about life in the theater, a farce within a farce that reveals the innards of a theatrical production. Farce is a demanding style of theater with wildly improbable situations, slapstick horseplay, and over-the-top characters. Actor Tom Rakestraw is playing Gary Lejeune in Noises Off, and Brian Artman is portraying Lloyd Dallas,
the temperamental director of the play within a play. I get to sit in the house and I get to yell directions and stop them when something goes wrong. And
you're like the voice of God?
Yeah, kind of. During the play, I say I kind of feel how like God felt when he was creating the world out there in the darkness. So
he's not terribly full of himself, is he?
No, not at all. No, and he doesn't deserve the things that happened to him during the show at all either.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Tom, tell me about your character, Gary Lejeune.
Gary is a complicated shell of an actor.
Shell of an actor. Interesting.
It's quite hilarious to work with Gary. It's been a challenge. His English is sort of stunted with ending everything with "you know" or "you know what I mean." And pretty much everyone actually does know what he means, but he just can't use his words correctly.
This is basically a satire of life in the theater. How close does this come to hitting the target? You guys have been involved in theater for a while.
I think it gets pretty close. And I think for folks who have gone through the theater process and been part of it, I think it touches home all that much more. But for those who, you know, just because you've never been in a play before, you're still going to enjoy the show because it's just comedically brilliant in terms of its timing, its fast pace. I mean, it is the farce of all farces.
Right. I've got, I think, 8,000 steps in on my Fitbit just in a rehearsal.
Oh.
I mean, it's a door-slamming farce. It's spot-on funny.
Well, it's very fast. You have a lot of fast things going on. As you say, Tom, a lot of door slams, which means it's like quick in and out, and quick lines, quick everything. Timing
sure.
is everything. It has got to be absolutely precise, or as you find out in watching
right.
the play within a play, things fall apart, and it's chaos.
Well, we have a very patient director by the name of Tom Smith who's orchestrating us like organized spaghetti. I mean, right. I mean, there is a lot of rehearsing, a lot of breakdown to the scenes where something that is said in Act 2 or in Act 1 turns out to be a reaction in Act 2. Well, I'll say there's a man in there in the study. He's searching for something, and it's sort of a throwaway line in Act 1, not really, but in Act 2, it's a visual to Brian's character actually searching for something on another character. So it's very smartly written where all those are interwoven between Act 1 and 2 and 3.
And you've really got to get your timing right, Brian.
Yeah, so what happens is it's a three-act play, and the audience is watching this troupe of actors rehearse. And in the second act, we actually turn the entire set around 180. So what the audience is then seeing is what's happening backstage while a performance is going on. So you're actually hearing the performance and seeing all this craziness happen backstage several weeks later. And all the characters in the play pretty much hate each other by then. And they're trying to sabotage each other. And then we turn the set around again and they see their final performance, which is just total shambles by that point.
So you guys have been in community theater for some time. Have you ever experienced anything akin to Noises Off problems in other productions, stuff that's just jaw-dropping, hilarious, and goofy, and like, I can't believe that just happened. I walked out without my pants on, kind of a thing.
I've had another actor's costume fall apart in the middle of a scene before, and that was interesting. We had to basically reblock the entire scene with me holding her dress on from behind while the action of the play was going on, and this is in front of a audience of 200 people, and if I let go, it's going to be a whole new rating. For me, that's about as bad as it's gotten, but there's some really bad stuff that happens during Noises Off, or the play within Noises Off, that I'm glad I haven't experienced anything on that level.
I guess I just had something I was supposed to go out and the door didn't open. I don't know, I just slammed right into the door.
So
and it was,
you didn't break your nose or anything like
that? No, it wasn't a nosebleed or any physical thing, but the audience loved it, so it got a great laugh, which is great, and then I made the exit.
That's actors Brian Artman and Tom Rakestraw from Noises Off, currently running through the 13th at Community Players in Bloomington. For more information, go to the Datebook page of WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.